animated films breathe life into characters and scenes that are completely imaginary. It usually takes a mix of different effects to give the fantasy a realistic texture. From miniature scale models to computer-generated imagery, it's all about the big picture. "3D animation and photographic tricks make this miniature village loom large on the big screen. It all starts at the drawing board. An artist sketches the various components of the fantasy village. Once he gets it down on paper, the rest of the crew can build it. Using one of the sketches as a reference, a sculptor carves foam into sections of a roof and he glues the pieces together. This foam roof will then be used to make a mold. The mold maker builds a box around the roof, which is now gray-colored due to the application of a non-stick substance. He pours liquid silicone rubber onto the foam roof in the box. After 12 hours, they pull apart the box and remove the foam to reveal the mold. This mold will be used to cast multiple roof parts for the mini film set. They mix a two-part urethane solution and pour it into the mold. A chemical reaction causes the urethane to solidify, and as it does, it takes the shape of the mold with all the details. After half an hour, he extracts the cured urethane from the mold. It's a perfect copy of the original roof carving. They mold various roofs for visual interest. The crew then paints all the molded parts of the mini village set in colors that are true to life. The palette has been selected beforehand, but if it doesn't look right to the eye, adjustments can be made. For larger scale structures, a technician arranges reflective dots in a grid pattern. These dots serve as reference points to laser scan the image of the house into a computer. The technician transfers the image a section at a time. Once the image has been loaded into the computer, animators can really play around with it. They can insert digital characters or impose a digital image over a filmed one to cast a shadow. Meanwhile, another member of the crew plants molded trees onto hills of plastic and shapes the landscape of the set. The trees and vegetation are very small scale because the landscape will be in the background. In the world of digital animation, clumps of moss can mimic shrubs, and a hot glue gun is an indispensable tool. Once buildings have been inserted in the set, the crew brings up the lights and checks the effect. They add props and sometimes take others away to improve the look of each scene. Technicians tweak the lighting, which can add visual depth and credibility to any scene, but it's even more critical with a small-scale vista. Little rectangular mirrors attached to the lights allow for minute adjustments. The director of photography operates the camera remotely. Adjustments to the shot's frame or depth of field can trick the eye and make miniatures seem much larger. The computer records the camera movements so they can be repeated at any time. Later, water will be digitally added to this riverbed. Coming up next, animated characters enter the scene with the help of computer-generated tricks.